Gable Steveson, Big Ten champion, NCAA champion, and now American Olympic participant coming up here this summer is with us, and it's been quite a whirlwind last month or so. Gable, first of all, congratulations on everything.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, it's good to see you, first of all. Take me through what this last 5 or 6 weeks has been like for you.
It's been really long, to be honest. I went from Big Ten championships, got the outstanding wrestler at that tournament, winning my second Big Ten title. Then about a week and a half later, going to the NCAA tournament, winning the Hodge Trophy. Now I go to the Olympic trials and I'm on the Olympic team. So it's been a crazy like past month and like jam-packed with a lot of stuff, but I came victorious on all of them, and it's just the next step's going to keep coming.
I remember you and I talking maybe a year ago at this time when kind of the trapdoor started to fall out, and we talked about the grind that the next year would be. In fact, I remember even asking you, you know, because there are some guys that have skipped their college portion of the season to train for the Olympics, and at that point you said, no, I'm gonna roll with everything and try to do it all. Well, now you've done it all. What kind of a grind? Was it as big of a grind as you thought it would be?
I knew it was gonna be tough, a lot of tough opponents, a lot of long time away from home and stuff, especially with like the COVID rules that we had to leave like 2 extra days early than we normally. And so I mean, it was a grind, and I knew it was gonna be a grind, but you can't be a champ without the grind. So and I'm the champ.
That you are. There's no question. Did you, this is going to sound like a weird question because I know how hard you work and I know how much you put into it, but you make it look so easy. I mean, did you think it would come this easy knowing how much work you put into it, but that you would kind of breeze through it the way you did?
I always expect to breeze through a lot of things, but you always got to expect that opponents are going to give you their best effort too. I mean, it's actually when I'm on the mat, like, and I'm going through the motions, like it's actually, people think it's like super easy, but I'm really out there like hitting it really hard, like 110%. And so like, I like to have it that the outside people think I'm not even trying and I'm not breaking a sweat. But like in reality, like I'm actually going like really hard and like trying to make it look as best as I can, so you guys think I'm not going as hard. And so it's a tough thing, but the amount of work I put in, it matches the energy well.
And I think it's probably one of the more underrated things in sports is the amount of intensity, the amount of effort that those three periods in wrestling take. That's tough, right? I mean, I think people probably underestimate in general how much stress goes into those minutes.
Oh yeah, it's a whole, especially with the first period being 3 minutes. That first period can be really long if things don't go. I mean, that 7 minutes is crazy. I have another 270-pound man trying to throw me on my back, and I got back, and he's trying his hardest to beat me, and vice versa. So like, it's complicated. Just stick to the script and do what you do, and it'll be fine.
Speaking of the script has kind of been fun too, in the sense that you have created a signature backflip after some of these big wins. How did that come about? Incorporating that, and two, do you practice that a little bit on your own? And how did you realize that? Yeah, you're good enough to do that too.
The backflip just came when I was really young, and so I started my senior year of high school after the championship, and then I knew I was going to do it after the NCAA championship. And because I post like a little video, like, oh, if I should do it. And people are like, you should do this. And then at the Olympic trials, I was not expecting the whole crowd to like stand up and scream backflip a bunch of times. And so I was wiped out because, I mean, Gwiz is a tough dude. And so I was already gassed the second match. And so they were like, backflip, backflip. And I was like, you know what, one more time. And I just flipped it, and it went perfect. So the backflip is like my signature now. People love it. And everywhere I go, people ask for it.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, no doubt. And it's all part of, you mentioned you're the champ. I know you've talked about this with us on Gopher Talk before, that, you know, down the road, I want to ask you about the Olympics and your future, but down the road, you're hoping, to create a career, WWE, professional wrestling, and I suppose all this could be incorporated into building that identity, right?
Yeah, it's just me building my own name and creating the biggest name that I can, and creating facilitating my own style that people can go off of. And I know a lot of people already know who I am in the our wrestling world. And so me trying to branch out into the pro wrestling world and gain their fans is going to be a big thing too, just because they can all pay attention to me when I'm wrestling, and they can get to know me before I even step on a TV. And so, yeah, the WWE has been big dreams. MMA is big dreams. And I enjoy both sides of them, and we'll see where I head soon. But the Olympics is going to come first, and I want the gold medal.
Yeah, the Olympics, of course, coming up here in Japan, Tokyo. They'll start in July. The wrestling portion of that, I think, starts in early August in terms of competition. A couple of questions about that. The trials themselves, you had to win twice in the championship against a guy that beat you the last time you faced him. I guess, what was that, a little over a year ago? And you not only and he was dominant heading into the championship, just as you were. I don't think he had given up but a point or two. And you, I think, combined 20-4. You beat him in the two matches. You know, take me through the mentality that you had to have to do what you did there.
I mean, he beat me when I was really young and not like really developed yet, and so. About a year and a half later, got back to the work, got a little older, and I mean, I'm reaching my prime in wrestling, and he's getting out of his prime, and so yeah, I mean, he's about 28 years old, and so I knew that if I can breeze through him the first match, that it would play with his mind game, and he would be like, oh, geez, like this young kid came to play today, yeah. And it happened, and then the next match, I just went through it again, and he's done his job as the USA heavyweight, and he's passed the torch the right way, and I'm happy just to take in his shoes and go to the Olympics myself.
Yeah, here you are, ready to go. And what is next now, or what is up for you between now and when you head to Japan? How does the training go? Where will that take place?
Probably there's training camps in Colorado, I think Atlanta, and Colorado again. We would go to the Pan American Games in Guatemala, I think, beginning June or something like that. And then we would just sit until the Olympic Games.
And then when you get going, I wanted to ask you about, it's freestyle, correct, that you're in terms of the Olympics? And what is the difference? What are the differences between, you know, college-style wrestling, what you've been, you know, doing for the Gophers, and then Olympic-style freestyle?
College-style, like if you take a guy down, you ride on top, and if he gets out, he gets 1 point. In freestyle, it's a lot different. Like, a guy could take a shot, and I can expose him to the back, and that's 2 points. It's a lot easier to get points, but it's a lot easier to give up points, too. And so if I drive a guy out of bounds, it's no points. But in freestyle, if I take a guy out of bounds, it's 1 point. And so I think freestyle is a lot better, and I think college rules should take consideration of freestyle rules and make some changes.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Is freestyle, I mean, obviously you've been, you know, the college folk style, you've been dominant, but is freestyle even more suited to your skill set?
Yeah, I think it's more suited because you have to wrestle on your feet. You have to push back into guys, and you can't get pushed out. And if points are scored on you, you got to be urgent to come back and get them, which that means mistakes are made. And so... It's a freestyle's probably the best game for me, and it's probably the most enjoyable for everyone to watch too.
You're the 11th Gopher to make an Olympic team. You'll be representing your home state of Minnesota. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. Just not many people could say they've been on the Olympic team, and so especially in wrestling too. Wrestling's a hard thing. There's only six guys that go, and to be in the spot is incredible. And I'm going to soak it all in and get this gold medal. That's the main thing.
Yeah, how much do you let your mind wander and think, like, yes, I can win a gold medal. I can stand at that podium. The you know, I'll be there when the flag gets raised. How much do you let that sink in, or do you try to put those thoughts out of your mind until the time comes?
Yeah, I think about all that when the time comes. I know I can win a gold medal. It's just how am I going to do it?
And we wish you the best of luck. We'll probably get a chance to chat with you before the Olympics, but we were just commenting before we came on that when you're as good as you are, I think this is your third Gopher Talk appearance. So you are breaking records in that regard as well. So we appreciate your time as always, Gable. Congrats on everything. It's been a total blast to watch and continued success.
Yes, thank you. I'll see you for a fourth time soon.